Now we come to part three. We have the second reading, which is from the letter to the Galatians. Again, you're going to see how the motherhood of Mary, the Theotokos, is the foundation for our sonship in Christ, because God has a human nature. And so the text goes then, when the fullness of time had come, the plan had finally worked out. 1,000 years of working with the Jewish people to prepare them and to have that work of preparation recorded in writing so that the whole world can come to know it. 1,000 years from Abraham to Jesus, more or less. And in that time, 1,700 years from Abraham, 1,200 or so from Moses. You see? So now comes the pleroma to chronu, the fullness of time. God from all eternity knew when the moment would be right. The Jews had learned a lot. The only people in the world who worshiped only one God, and when they tried worshiping somebody else, they got it. They were punished, even sent into exile. You don't fool around. There's only one God. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohecha, Adonai Echad. Listen, Israel. Adonai is one God. Adonai alone. Adonai, you see, nobody else. Not your bank account, not your alcohol, not your job, nothing is God but God. That was their contribution. And they got punished. Woof! Why are you in exile? Because we worshipped other gods. Even their exile is a witness, because they're that bound up with God. So that's why it says now, you see, the pleroma to chronu, the final moment decreed by God, has finally arrived. And so God sent His only son, his own son, Tonion Aftu. And now it's described, Genomenon e Ginekos, Genomenon Hypernomon. You see? Born of a woman, born under the law. Under the law. Hypernomon. Born of a woman. God, born of a woman. And he has a human face. God does. Because he's born of Mary, who is Israel, who is the soil out of which salvation springs. You see? And he's uponomo. He's also under the law. He's a loyal Jew. He keeps the law with what enthusiasm, with what love, with what clarity, and with what balance. How come your disciples are picking grain on the Shabbat? Because they have to eat. That's why. How come you heal on Shabbat? Because this woman bound by Satan for so long. If you had an animal tied, you untie the animal to lead him to water that day, and I can't unbind this woman who's been bound by Satan on Shabbat? What's wrong with you? So he's hyponomo, but he's Lord of the Sabbath, even though he's obliged to it. So he's genomenon ek ginekos. Man born of woman. All the weakness, mortality, suffering, human joy, friendship, love, all of this. You see, because he's born of a woman. He's a human being. He's a man. This is one of the most beautiful expressions of the incarnation. You see, God the Father, ho theos, always means, with about five exceptions, this word theos in the New Testament means God. It doesn't mean Jesus is not divine. It just means theos is the Father and heos is the Son. So the Father, ho theos, sent his own Son, born of a woman, totally human, the Son of Man. That Son of Man title, you see, means he's quintessentially human. But he's also that figure in Daniel 7 who goes to the Ancient of Days, who's on his throne, surrounded by angels and light, and receives dominion and authority over the whole universe. So he's the Son of Man. And this is the title he gives himself throughout his whole. He's the Son of Humanity. The very quintessential man. And he's born of a woman. Now just think what that woman would have to be. Our mothers carrying us impact us already. To say nothing of when we see their face, when we see them. This woman had to reflect God. She had to mediate through her affections, even when she carried this child, she had to mediate the Father's affection for Jesus. Who else? She had to be perfect. Perfectly human, not perfectly divine, but perfectly human. So that all the primal images and impressions that a mother creates in her son, Mary created in Jesus. His human ability to talk about the Father with affection was colored by seeing it on the face of Mary. And so it goes on to say, you see, and born under the law, and he takes that one up first, it's like a big X, born of a woman, born under the law. Now I'm going to tell you what happens under the law, you see, that he might redeem those under the law. Born under the law, that he might redeem those born under the law. Born of a woman, how? That we might receive adoptive sonship. We can be cousins, we can be children, we can be sons along with Jesus because he's born echad mimenu, as the Jews would say. He's one of us. Even when they talk respectfully about Jesus, they always, this phrase is always, almost always on their lips, Echad mimenu. I think I've told you this before. One Christmas season, I was down making a retreat. I was kneeling in the back of the cave of St. Jerome. And you can see from there the place where there's a big gold star. Here God was born. Something, I forgot exactly what it said. Well, I remember, you know, the young Jewish people, a lot of them, go there to look at it. I remember this one tall boy, he was in his Sahal uniform, in his army uniform, with his girlfriend or his wife or whoever it was with him, and they looked at that star, here, natus est, and so forth. And he looked at her, and he said, Echad mimenu, he's one of us. And Jesus says, you bet I am. My mother is a Jew. She's the flower of a thousand years of God's preparation so that I would have a mother who could be totally mother to me. God doesn't have to go around doing miracles so that her influence will affect me. All of her influence affects me. And the way I will speak for the rest of my life about the Father will be colored by my experience of my mother. That's why she had to be immaculately conceived. She had to be perfect. But that didn't mean without suffering. When you're sensitive and you know what's going on, you suffer. And so, but that's who it is, you see? And so, because therefore we have this adoptive sonship, see? Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, calling Abba, Father. So you see, if we weren't children of Mary, we wouldn't have that quality of sonship to share with Jesus. Jesus is Son from all eternity. And in His humanity, that eternal sonship is there. But now that it's there, through the cross, we are children. And we know that we're children because the Holy Spirit will cry out within us, Abba, Father, Abba. You say, well, there's lots of philological study done. Abba, you know, it's an Aramaic word of, with the emphatic state, Abba, at the end, you know, and so forth. And it's true, you need all that. And there's books on it, and they're fascinating. I've read quite a few of them. But if you want to know what that really means, you have to ask the Holy Spirit. If you want to know what it means, so that your heart is filled with that joy, that confidence, that affection, that trust, that obedience, that trust even in suffering, then you have to love the Father the way Jesus does. And to do that is the work of the Holy Spirit, the quintessential work of the Holy Spirit. As it says right in this text, you see, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, kradzon, not just saying, crying out, Abba, I love you. I know I'm running late, but I got to tell you the story. I think I know I've told you before about being in the grocery store in Jerusalem. And you know those big aisles with the cans of stuff. And there was a little boy all alone in this aisle. And he started calling out, Abba, Abba, Efo eta, Daddy, Daddy, Dad, whatever you want. Where are you? This young father over on the other aisle says, Anipo, Enbaya, I'm right over here. It doesn't matter. You have no problem. But as I listened to that kid say, Abba, you see the depth of that union. I make it because you are my Father. And you have chosen to be that bound to me that I can call you exactly what Jesus calls you. Abba. You see? And so, you're not a slave any longer, but a hios, but a son. And if a child, then also an heir. That means my Father is the richest being in the world. He owns the whole universe, my Father does. And it's not when he dies that I get it, it's when I die. But my dad, he owns the whole universe. And I love him because the Holy Spirit works in me and I have a divine affection for him. And I can trust him. There's nothing but truth in him. There's no lie, there's no deceit, nothing but truth. And he looks on me and on you with love. And so you see, all of that human relationship comes to us through the human Son of God, who is Son because of Mary. And that's why we have this text today in celebrating Mary. It's because of the humanity that she gave him that we can share in his sonship.